This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 34 for Monday, August 26th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market opened the week on the rise, with the November contract hitting a two-week high. Workers at both the Canadian National Railway and Canadian Pacific Kansas City returned to work on Monday after the Canadian Industrial Relations Board ordered both railways to resume operations on Saturday. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all higher to start the week. Crude oil nearly gained $2 US per barrel due to another flare-up of tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar was up more than one quarter of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract was up $4.90 per ton at $589.70. In the United States, corn was down, soybeans were up, and wheat was mixed. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported 894,000 tons of corn shipped during the week ended August 22nd, the largest amount during that week since 2018. Marketing year-to-date shipments totaled 51.034 million tons, with 1 week left in the crop year. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour released its estimates for the U.S. corn crop with the average yield at 181.1 bushels per acre and production at 14.979 billion bushels. While still a large crop, the figures are below the USDA's own projections. Illinois had a record 220 bushels per acre on the tour, breaking the old record of 214 in 2022. The December corn contract was down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.87. In total, 411,165 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend of August 22nd, 26% above the same week last year. Accumulated sales this marketing year are 44.203 million tons, down 13.9% from last year. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour also delivered its estimates for the U.S. soybean crop, with an average yield of 54.9 bushels per acre and production at 4.74 billion bushels. Illinois led all the states on the tour with an average yield of 69 bushels per acre. Both figures were larger than the USDA's estimates. The November soybean contract was up 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $9.81. 537,169 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped the week of August 22nd, 37.6% more than 1 year ago. The first 3 months of the marketing year have shipped 5.146 million tons, up 27.7% from last year. China is expected to buy less wheat in the second half of 2024 due to increased domestic production and less demand for flour. China bought 10.08 million tons of wheat in the first half of the year, but imports for the second half are pegged to be between 2 to 4 million tons. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.25. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.37. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.68. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, August 26th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.